You are listening to Unfiltered Love Radio.
Yo, what's good? Welcome back to Unfiltered Love Radio. It's your boy, Kalissa, because I listen from heaven to earth to me to you and settle it all in love. Listen, listen, listen. Today, oh yeah, y'all in for a treat. Look, I told y'all by the end of the year, we was going to do something new. We was going to do something special. Got some, like, really planned out for y'all. So we're going to see how it work out. We're going to see how y'all like it. So remember to like, comment, subscribe, share, do all that. Because guess what? And don't forget, go to the website. Yes, it's Unfiltered Love. You can get merch there. Yeah, we got merch. We finally out there. So look, we're about to get this show started. I got something special. I introduce it after. Y'all just listen and tell me what y'all like it. All right, listen, listen, listen. Welcome back. Listen, if you're listening on the Anchor app, I'm happy that you're listening there. Listen, guess what? Guess what? I got something special. About 6 months ago, I told y'all I was going to bring this person back. I told y'all it was going to be lit. It's going to be live. And it was going to be a lot of new stuff. And we got that for you. So, without further ado, I want y'all to do me a favor. I want y'all to welcome somebody that y'all already know. Welcome True, Lee, Fresh. Let's get it. That's why you don't give light skinned niggas microphone. Yes, you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Who are you, bro?
Yo, this your boy Truly Fresh, and this is Unfiltered Love Uncut. I forgot the radio, but who gives two?
I do. I mean, it's my damn station, so I probably do. But it's okay. We're gonna be right back with y'all in just a few minutes. Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's good? We welcome back to Unfiltered Love Radio. It's your boy, Kalissa, because I listen from heaven to earth to me to you, settle it all in love. Listen, we here. We're Truly Fresh.
Yeah, yeah.
What up, bro?
What's up?
Welcome back. But you brought a special guest with you this time.
Unfiltered Love.
You gonna introduce this man, or he just gonna sit here and just look crazy?
He can introduce himself.
Well, my name is.
We can't hear you.
My name is Zion Payton, and I'm rocking with my man Truly Fresh.
You know it. We here.
So why are you here, Zion? What you come for? You a groupie?
Nah, I'm not.
Oh, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Definitely not.
Definitely not a groupie. I don't roll like that.
Okay. I mean, so you probably you a Marion, this your entourage. So this is what we doing.
This is a quarter of the production team that I brought with me.
A production team,
for sure. Yeah.
Now, last time we just saw this man, he was barely producing anything. Now he got a whole damn production team. What's going on with your life, bro?
Changed, man. When I was here, I had moves. You feel me?
So okay.
It just elevated. It just went up.
How did it go up?
6 months.
Six months, bro.
It's been like only 6 months.
It's been 6 months.
Exactly.
So let's talk about these last 6 months. What you been doing?
Well, the last 6 months, I just been focused on me. You know, I'm a dad first, so I had to get that in order, and then you know, get the money right, and then get the back on your following your dreams. You know, doing your thing with your music and venturing out to new talents and stuff like that. So that's all I was doing. And as of now, we are a production team, a unit.
But we ain't gonna talk about that production team yet. Let's talk about this I Just Want to See You song. You just had some lyrics in this song that, who the hell you want to see? You see Jesus? Who we seeing? I'm trying to figure out.
It's just, you know, I just wanted to relate it something to... just more solid, you know. I feel like my past music, it wasn't really too solid. I wasn't really too vocal for my like experiences. So I'm not really gonna tell you who I wanted to see at the time or whatever. But
so that mean, hey ladies, he probably single, but he talking about he don't want to see nobody. So I mean, let's just be real. Who you gonna see? He ain't gonna see her. He gonna DM her. That's what we do. All right. So he gonna text her or something. I don't know. Look.
See what I be talking about?
So let me figure something out.
Like everything that
we don't know you as. Hold on. Last time this man came, he had some ratchet music. We was lit. We was turned up.
Yeah.
Now you over here caressing females with your voice. Who are you, the new August Alsina? I mean, he got these glasses on, y'all. Y'all should see him. He got these glasses, the dress. This man, the new August, I guess. What's going on?
I didn't even have dress last time I was here, did I?
They was just growing. Yeah, so what's going on? What's this new sound? What's this new vibe? Where did that come from?
It's always been here, man. It's always been here. If you listen to It's an Artist, you hear me singing a little bit in that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I just, like I said, I need some more substance with my shit.
So what motivated you just to take it to the next level, move to the next dimension? Like, what was the, like, just that point?
Honestly, I always wanted to do it, and I just felt like it was time. Going into the new season and the new year, just drop something crazy. Drop something that they're not expecting, bringing that new year crazy.
Yeah, because when you sent me this, I'm telling you, I was not expecting this.
Yeah, man.
So I got to hear the whole EP. Y'all going to get to hear it when? On the 15th.
15, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
15. 12. 15. 18. Y'all.
The wait's over.
The wait's over. Y'all might recognize that. But, man, this project, I'm telling you, I think it is emotional. I think it's intent. I think you really had a lot going on in there. But there's some emotion behind some of the songs, and I know these people ain't going to hear it yet, but when this airs. But there's some emotion behind some of the songs. Where did that emotion come from? And what made you want to be vulnerable enough to share it to, like, the world? Like, everybody gonna listen to this nigga be like, yo, this nigga's
so okay, well.
See, y'all like the way I slipped that in.
Never saw.
See, he wasn't gonna comment to Zion over here. Go, so you just go comment, huh? So wait a minute, hold on, don't time out. So now we gonna talk to Zion. Now we gonna interview Zion, cause Zion, he wanna over here. You gonna get on my guy like that? This is my man's.
Man,
calm that down,
man,
bro.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I gotta be the kickstand for my guy. So look, you listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be right back with you in just a few minutes. So we're back. So we talked to Truly Fresh. We already know this guy. I got some more questions for him. But let's get to know Zion.
Yes, sir.
So tell us who you are. Like, why are you here? Like, what is the significance right now?
What's the significance right now?
Why do I want you here right now? What is why? I want you to tell these people.
First of all, I'm the camera guy, you know.
helping out a little bit.
We can't hear you, camera guy.
I'm the camera guy.
So I guess he's trying to get a girlfriend over a podcast. They can't see you, bruh. It's a podcast. They're going to be listening in the car. They're not going to be like, oh, he's so cute. That Barry White voice ain't going to work on him. Like, yeah, you know. I'm just a camera dude. You know what I'm saying? I can film you, girl. Whatever you want to do, how we going to do it. I don't want to hear that.
But for real, I'm here to support True Fresh, man. And this project coming out December 15th, I think, it's going to be something that y'all need to tune y'all ears into and represent for my man.
Okay, but that's great. We didn't get this man to plug like 19 times.
December 15th.
So they just going to get ratchet. I'm going to have to pour water on them.
But that's what I'm here for.
Okay, but I asked about you. And you telling me about this man.
I can tell you about me. That's cool.
So you a bad wingman at this point already. I can't even take you to the club and be like, hey, yo, DJ DC. Like, he be like, nah, bro, don't bring this guy. You said you the camera guy for what?
For this upcoming film that we about to do.
I mean, you going to tell us about the film? You going to tell us about the company? Or are you just going to around the bush and I'm going to have to just pull it out of you? I mean, I am a counselor, so I can't say, hey, so, how's everything going? Would you like to, like, express your feelings and tell me that... I don't want to do that right now. This is Unfiltered Love Radio.
Yeah, it's true. This is Unfiltered Radio. But, yeah, we got this project coming out. We still working on the title, but we got this project coming out, and...
I mean, could you tell us anything about the project?
We're working on the title.
If you can't say...
We just can't say the title.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's a better answer. Because this man, we got this project coming out. Nigga, you going to court? You Donald Trump? Like, come on. You been indicted? This man gonna ask me, gonna say 10 times, yeah, we got this project coming out. Well, that's great. And what is the project? Is it like a sex tape or something you can't...
Definitely.
What is it?
Ah, man, it's gonna be something that's gonna take place in Norfolk and...
Norfolk where?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Because there's another Norfolk, I think.
That is true.
Australia or Switzerland.
That's right. There's plenty of Norfolks out there.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a project that's coming out. It's gonna take place in Norfolk, Virginia, and... It's gonna be.
If this man say a project one more time and don't tell him, and don't tell him. Hey, can y'all hear him back here? How many times this man say project?
Like 12.
Like 12. It's a project. What is the project? What's the project? I just want to know.
Just talking about it. The project is gonna be about.
What is the project? So you gonna put niggas in like, look, this Unfiltered Love Radio, y'all know I'm about to get raw with this man, you know, because he's just gonna keep being ambiguous and I just can't take it. So. You gonna put people in a housing community? Because that's the projects I grew up in. Nah. The Jordan Downs, LA, what's up, let's go. So that's the project that you talking about?
Nah.
So what kind of project is this? Is a porno?
No, come on.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of project. So look, I'll be back on Filter Love, people. We gonna get this man together to figure out what kind of project he talking about and without saying the project. Because I want him to just say what it is. I can't tell y'all because, you know, it ain't my business. But I'll be back. And if he don't tell y'all, I'm going to tell y'all when to get back.
Yeah.
So, wait. Right, we back again.
You really don't mind.
I had to cut a blooper because, you know, I don't want to throw this guy under the bus.
I got to innovate that, too.
So, we still talking to Zion. True, we ain't talking to... True, we not talking to you, though, right now.
No, but let me talk to the people real quick. Look.
The people don't want to... They want to hear from Zion. We heard enough. You the song. You done came on here and serenade every female. My girlfriend probably listening like... Oh, who is that little light-skinned nigga? Like, no. No, you're not about to have every female, bro. Light-skinned people always want to take... Looking like the little hairy dog on Beyonce video. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, the shots.
So, your project.
I'm the finest nigga when this podcast over. I swear to God.
Let's talk about this.
First of all.
Let's talk about this project.
First of all, let me disclose. Like, our production company is Gentlemen of Color Productions. Let me disclose that.
So, bro. Color.
Gentlemen of color.
So are you guys Negroes?
Hispanic? We all black.
Everybody of color. American.
I like this. So Gentlemen of Color Productions. Tell me about that. Tell me about that production. Tell me how did that become? How did you guys form it? Who's all in it? How many members do you have?
We have what? About
is it me, you, Bill Benedict, Ian, Jerry's. We got CJ. So that's six. That's six of us. Six of us all together. Yeah, so, and then, you know, we got Bill Benedict in there, too. He shot Batman.
Right.
He shot the Great Clouds.
Right.
So, you know, we got this, and he's had a cinematography.
So y'all have somebody, like, that actually knows the know-how of putting things together.
So you said cinematography. So is this project a movie? Is it a?
Yeah, it's a short film.
I still think it's a porno, y'all, because they still been ambiguous about.
Don't listen to him. So a quote unquote porno that he auditioned for.
Oh, this man gonna throw me under the bus. Yeah. Yes, I did audition for it. Okay.
Definitely audition.
And I think it's gonna be a lit project.
But it's not a porno, okay? It's
not a porno. Definitely not that. I definitely will not be auditioning for a porno. Y'all know I'm not gonna be preaching my best life on a pulpit and telling y'all, you know, Jesus loves you, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're gonna see me. Yeah, I take this girl. Nah, I ain't doing that. So.
Nasty.
Hey, I mean, there's grace.
Nobody
there's grace for all this. You almost stumped me for a second. I had to pause.
Yeah,
I almost said some stuff.
Yeah, I'm good. All right. Now.
So, how did y'all create this collective?
It's crazy how it first started. It was basically like pieces being fit to a puzzle. He had an idea.
Who is he?
Oh, my brother had an idea.
What's his name?
Ian Payton had an
idea.
See,
we like to say people's names, so that way, you know, in the future, when they come, then we, like, have a reference point.
You're absolutely right. Oh, my brother Ian Payton came up with an idea that was significant and that Billy thought would incorporate with True Lee's idea. And we merged them all together, and we're still...
No, I'm saying, like, y'all tell my side how I met these fellas. Yeah. Well, how I met Ian, because I already knew Bill. You know, I knew Bill, like, prior to all of this, because we was working on it as an artist. Mm-hmm. But I just wrote my outline out, had an idea.
Outline for a screenplay?
Yeah, for a screenplay. I wrote the outline out, showed it to him, and he was like, yo, the crazy thing is, my homeboys got something that could probably fit with what you got going on. So I was like, well, where it bet? So set up a meeting or whatever and do it like that. So lo and behold, he set up a meeting or whatever. And then bada bing, bada boom. A year later, we got a short film ready to be, you know, processed.
So do you guys call yourself a collective? Do you call yourself an agency? Hope it's not an entertainment company, because you know every ratchet entertainment company on Instagram, Wild Boy Entertainment. No, that means that you're making mixtapes and you're never going to probably go anywhere. Yeah, I said it. So, what do y'all call yourself?
Well, we're Dreaming in the Color right now. That's the title. There's no like whole backing on that. That might change in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just something we call ourselves right now, just so people know we're a group and we're doing this project, and just something we can call ourselves, just to stamp something. You know what I'm
so this short film, we're going to stop calling it a project because we're not having, it's not an experiment.
It's not a project.
We're not dissecting anything.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to call it what it is. We name those things.
A short film.
Short film.
So it's a short film. So I want y'all to be looking out for this short film.
Yeah.
So when putting together all the people and the pieces for this short film, what's been the biggest like hurdle?
The biggest hurdle for me is directing and acting. It's hard.
Oh, so you playing a double role.
I am playing a
double role.
But it's hard to like when we did our audition, we just did our audition for a character we got called Tish.
Yeah, which went good, by the way.
Yeah, well, it was very dope. But we did the audition and it was just like, I gotta refrain from telling her direction and just go into just my
mode, just tell,
you know what I'm saying?
Just tell like your vision. Exactly. So since you wrote it and you're directing it, what is your vision behind this? What at the overall, what is the message you want to get across?
Oh, well, the message
without telling what it is.
Well, the message basically is just to set tone to the come up, just how everybody is in their own.
So the come up. Let me translate that for people who are more plastic that listen to my podcast. So the come up.
I like that.
Is the people who are hustling and get the hustle and bustle throughout the day to get where they're going.
Yeah,
right?
Like for instance, we have a character where he gotta make something happen to get some money. We got another character that gotta make something happen to get some money.
So you're telling me that everybody just focus on money?
But
everybody's.
I'm just being very like.
I'm just saying, but you said you gotta make something happen to get some money.
This show is very sarcastic.
So once again, I guess they're making a porno to make some money. It all makes sense to me.
See what I'm talking about?
So look, we'll be right back. Unfiltered Love Radio. You tuning in. Who funny?
Joe
Man, don't mention that man on my podcast. We back on the air. All right. You gonna mention the podcast? Mention Charlamagne's podcast. Mention Angela Yee's podcast. See, mention like- Envy. Mention Big Boy Neighborhood. You know, LA always got to throw out that 310-213-3424. You know how we is.
I'm gonna tell you why the only reason why I'm on Joe's Budden podcast is because I watched that Joe Budden joint that he got with Revolt.
Oh yeah.
And I seen him on Everyday Struggle too. I like him on Everyday Struggle.
So Everyday Struggle was a good podcast. Why are you talking about another podcast on my podcast? No, why we on
air? We was just talking about we're
talking about off air. We're talking about podcasts and just setting up and making, you know, things new and different, and we just evolve with time. So he was saying that he likes the Joe Budden podcast. Do you listen to any podcasts, Zion?
Not really. I did listen to the Everyday Struggle though.
I think that was dope. And like this, and to hear, like, you know, his, not to stay on the world, just to hear how much he knew about.
You need some water
or whatever. No,
and he is not smoking weed in the studio. Y'all know that is not happening right now. You know, you start choking and people be like, you got people back there smoking them drugs. You know, I got like church listeners. Maybe I go to church on Sunday. They're gonna be like, so you were over there condoning that sin? No, I was not. Well, maybe I was. It's called grace. But anyway, learn it if you don't know.
Off Joe Budden and all that.
So, off all of that. So, I'm gonna hit back on Zion real quick. You're in college, working behind the scenes. If y'all don't know, they're working on a short film, True God, Foreplay, coming out 12/15/18. Foreplay.
Yeah.
So
SoundCloud only.
SoundCloud. This is last SoundCloud project, and then this man is streaming. I need y'all to go support it. Go put it out there. Make sure right after this one, whatever he releases, whatever they do, go ahead and support it. This is what we do. We call people on here because we want to support them. We want to build a new fan base, a new audience, to people that weren't going to be introduced to this kind of, you know, genre, this kind of magnificent talent. So this is the whole point. So Zion, this behind the scenes, if you wasn't doing this camera stuff, what would you do? They over here taking Snapchats and licking tongues. I probably got dog ears and stuff on, but we ain't gonna pay attention to that. So if you was going not do camera stuff, what would you do instead?
Well, actually, I'm an artist as well too, so I do little artists, make music on the side.
Oh, she just put her phone down.
Yeah, so I make music on the side as well. I dabble in it, you know. I started off
rapper, because, singer.
Man, I'm an artist. Rapping, singing, I like to try it all.
Give us something. Give us a hot 16. You can't tell me this kind of stuff. Like, you can't tell me this kind of stuff and not. This is how we introduce talent.
Comedy, bro.
Yo, wait a minute. I'm not gonna tell y'all what I see back here. Look, I want to tell y'all. I wish I could show y'all what I see right here. Look, I just learned this word. I think I learned it. And I told y'all on here on Unfiltered Love Radio. Bundles, right? Just imagine bundles being Rapunzeled and combed while you look right over. I had never seen this in the studio before. Y'all know it's wild tonight. All right, back to... they gave this man time to think of his 16. Look, he had time. See, y'all saw y'all was a good distraction for him. Y'all are good wing people. Zion don't know that. All right, go ahead. Give me six.
He really put me on the spot.
You need me to put a song. You could be the king of R&B like Jacquees. Just be on key. That's all I ask. I mean, even if you go be flat, you can still be on key. Ask Donnie McCarty.
I don't know if I can.
That was no shade, but go ahead.
All the shade.
I don't know if I can compete with First Lie Truly. All right, hold on.
There's no competition. There's room for everybody. That's why there are 7 billion people and we all got talent.
I'm going to spit y'all a little something.
Yo,
these niggas ain't ready for the sauce. Straight dripping every day. I make a meal, stack of paper to the ceiling.
What?
Collecting all the profit, give it back to the village. And I swear it's no cap, just rap how I'm living. That's facts. On the sentence, going back to the business. Like I'm saying, I'm gonna stack on raps for a minute. Windows go tinted when I swerve off the premise. V12's my engine sitting high on inches. That's all y'all get.
Ooh. That was not even a whole 16. You had two more bars.
It don't matter.
Nah, that was good. That was good.
It don't matter.
That was good, bro.
Spit that shit.
All right.
That's all y'all get. I'm sorry.
All right, so you're an artist. You work behind. So we gonna need to get you in front of the camera.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be definitely.
Because you standing behind the camera, you hiding your talent, which means that you don't cultivate your talent.
No, I actually cultivate my talent. It's, like I said, it's just in the works. You know what I mean? Like, as far as me actually, like, going out there and just like recording more. I got songs under the radar. I definitely got songs on the radar. I just need to, you know, finances ain't always straight, so.
And see, this is why that you have to make what you're going to do your priority.
For
For sure.
So even if music is a hobby, you put it out there. Because who knows, you may pick it up. I'm very transparent. I put a song out that I thought it was lit. So I put it out. First week I made like $7. I was like, yo, people downloaded my song. And y'all don't know, $7 in the industry like actually means something, because we really get like 10 cents a stream. So I was like, yo, so that mean like mad people stream my stuff? I got a whole $7. And then later on, it started like making a little more money. So hopefully, I mean, hopefully a commercial pick it up. I just want some church to pick it up just to be like, hey, yo, we lit in church. But y'all know. You know how this go. So you got to invest in yourself, because if you don't invest in you and you don't believe in it, then guess what? How you going to get an audience? How you going to build that following? Because once you do it, then everybody's like, yo, you kind of lit. So that was your intro to the rest of the world that don't know you.
Well, hello world. That's what I'm saying. Hello world.
So back to the back to the light skinned man over here who got my lights like flickering. Like, so
I got your lights flickering?
Yeah, like I had to change the whole color of my office and my the studio, because
keyword,
this man,
I, which means himself.
I had to change it because, you know, he light, I'm dark. Y'all know my lights, they're gonna be yellows. I'm not gonna have no greens and purples and reds because I'm dark. You're not going to see me.
No, you have green, so, purple, and reds, you're going to look like.
I'm going to look like what? Let's hear this comedy. Didn't work still. We still wait for True to be funny, but you know what? Man, he funny in real life.
I'm a sketch writer. I'll write my shit first. I'm not improv comedy.
Thank you, Jordan Peele.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, wait, Jordan Peele could do both. Oh! Anyway. So, True. The film. The music. Your dad. When do you have time for you?
This is my me time.
Being up here with me, get joked. I mean, hey, that's me time.
My me time. I try to stay busy, man. Like if I'm not doing what I love to do, I try to do something else that includes to what I love to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
I don't really like interviews, but you my boy, and I reached out to you like, hey, let's promote this EP. Like, let's get it done. So. Still working, no matter what.
You've been listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Hold on, we got a conclusion for you, because y'all know it's about that time. So what's up? You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We back, we're back, we're back, we're back. This man trying to go to a bar. This man trying to convince him, like, oh, so you trying to get real. But anyway, we're going to go back to True, I got a question for you.
Where
so, you're doing music, you're doing acting, you're doing directing. What you not doing, bro?
Comedy yet. Remember I told you I was going to try to get into comedy?
Yes, you did say that.
I'm going to still try to do that, but I haven't found the time to do it yet.
So this man want to get into comedy. So we about to do something. I got some people back here. Can y'all do me a favor? We don't give True 30 seconds to give us a comedy bit.
What?
And I want y'all to rate him out loud. So, audience, I want y'all to rate them too. If you're listening live, make sure you please blow up my DMs, because I'm looking at the messages and I'm about to listen. So, True, you got 30 seconds. Go on this comedy bit. Let's go.
It was a long day.
Well, it's already. Okay, go ahead.
Alright, man. Everybody laughed though. Shit.
Yeah, we laughed. It was a long day. We laughed because we wanted you to feel comfortable with yourself. Go ahead. Your 30 seconds are still going.
Oh, it is.
Light-skinned people are just funny looking. They're not really funny in real life. They just look funny. Like, have you ever looked at a light-skinned person in the sun and you be like, damn, you just as transparent as I thought you was? Like, that is real life. That's just real life stuff. And then, you know, you can't. They almost like our other brethren that live on this earth. So, you know, they get paper cuts and stuff easy. So, you got to be careful. You got to be really careful with them. So, you know. But since he missed his 30 seconds, we're going to go back to Zion over here. So, how did he do? How did he do, y'all?
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
Didn't say anything.
Exactly. Oh, they say he didn't say nothing. So, I mean, so yes. That means it's that yes. Means we don't admit.
You don't put comedy on the spot. You gotta pay me first.
Facts.
What the fuck is going on?
Well, I guess you're not gonna be at the funny bone because they don't get paid first.
Funny bone, but I'm gonna be prepared. You don't get put on the spot and not get paid first.
Yes, you do.
Not me.
First of all, this is a Truly Fresh comedy.
Yeah, I'm an artist.
Yeah, it was Truly Fresh. Truly Fresh out of jokes. Like, what the hell?
Truly Fresh is not a comedian.
Truly Fresh dead.
I like that. Truly Fresh
is not a comedian, okay?
Yeah, we know. Truly Fresh is, he's creative in other ways. Comedy is not it. So look, I'm gonna just tell you, bro.
Truly Fresh strictly
as your as your friend. I think that you should not do comedy. Yeah. It's a lot of things you can do.
I'm gonna try it.
Though. I mean, you should try. I'm definitely gonna become all things so that somebody may know who you are. But
I'm gonna try comedy.
But if at first you don't succeed, please don't try again.
But at first I did succeed.
No, we just heard your first bit.
Right. This is not my first time, though. But this is Unfiltered Love being put on the spot by Chris.
This is what we do. Like,
yes.
All right. So Zion,
I wasn't prepared.
What got you into like the back scene and that filming and being behind the scenes and not in front of the camera?
Well, I'm very creative, first of all, and always want to just utilize my talent in different ways. So, my mom actually suggested to me that I do take up school and do graphic designs, and that was more like behind the scenes stuff, you know. So, the more I got and dived deep into it, I was like, okay, this is something I can see myself doing, and just helping people out that need footage or just graphic design work done, you know, something that I like to do.
So is this something that you want to do the rest of your life? Is this something that you can see you going to a career in, or is this something that's just a hobby?
Definitely something I can see myself basing a career off of. Out of many other, like, majors that I've tried and tried to succeed in, this is something I can definitely see myself.
So majors, so that mean you're in college?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what school do you go to? Shout out your school.
Thomas Nelson Community College, just starting off, you know. Thomas Nelson, they got good programs for visual arts, and that's why I'm majoring in, so.
And you know, here we love the arts, obviously. It's a radio podcast. Obviously, we love the arts, and you know, I'm creative as hell. So this is the way we do it. We got to always plug in those places that's cultivating us and making us better people. It's great to have talent, but if you're not cultivated, you have no certifications, you have no certificates, you're probably not really that damn good at it. You're probably just going to be a SoundCloud rapper, which leads me back to Truly Fresh.
Well, hold up.
So, I've been talking to this man for a while.
I've been to college.
And I feel like he should elevate because he's been on SoundCloud for a long time.
You're right.
So, let's talk about that.
See, he be trying. We're like, okay, bet. You know what? Just because it's Unfiltered Love and I ain't been here in a long time, this is my last SoundCloud project.
Oh, wait a minute. What's the last... This EP that's coming out on the 15th?
Foreplay. On 12/15/18 is my last SoundCloud project. You heard it here first on Unfiltered Love. I was going to announce it on Twitter, but
we get the exclusives.
Yeah, I definitely just got exclusives. Yeah, this is my last one. I will be moving on to finishing this script, this film first. After we finish filming, I'll be back working on this album. And the album is not gonna be on SoundCloud. Okay, the album's gonna be on all streaming sites, Tidal, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you can get it. It's gonna be there. And we going up from here.
So in other words, if you broke, get $1.39. What is that? $1.99? $1.29? I don't even know. I have a single. Well, like, it was like 99 cents. Because I was like, you know what? I'm going to just give it. But make sure y'all stream this, man. That's the whole point. SoundCloud is great. SoundCloud's not paying nobody's bills.
Yeah, but
everybody's not Chance the Rapper, okay? Everybody can't go on SoundCloud and do it. So if you support people, support them and download their music. Stream it all freaking day because that's how people get paid, by the streams. But then you listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be right back.
Unfiltered Love Radio.
All right, you've been listening to Unfiltered Love Radio so God can listen, because I listen from heaven to earth to me, to you, and settle all in love. So what we going to do? We're going to play a little lightning round. We're going to start with Zion because, you know, he knew. So he don't know this. So when I say a word, you tell me the first word that comes to your mind, right?
I can take as much time as I want to.
Nah.
It's off the spot.
And the moment you stop, then I'm going to true. Then I might even go to the audience. Since they back here brushing their bundles and stuff, you know what I mean? You know, taking dog filters. Like, girl, I'm cute on this Snapchat. You should try this new filter. It's God. It's mine. Got me looking like a goddess and stuff. So, audit. So
I'm gonna need you guys to do this.
I'm just saying, like, that's how they be. Look, I'm telling you, females, they never mind. I ain't want to get on it because y'all know how I feel about females. I just love them, like, oh, never mind. So just a little bit. So the sky
blue.
Lies.
sometimes purple. I don't know.
Lies are purple?
No. What?
I've heard of a white lie, but not a purple.
Tell the fucking truth. Tell the truth.
Donald Trump.
Oh, man. Redneck.
Redneck?
Damn. Sorry.
That's how I
do. Sorry.
It had to be like that.
All right, water.
Water. Oxygen.
Lightning.
Thunder.
Zion.
The truest motherfucker, the realest motherfucker in this motherfucker. The coolest motherfucker.
We gonna go to truth. Yes. So listen, y'all know usually we don't have that many M&Fs on here. We don't have that much cussing in a row. We usually have one or two. This is Unfiltered Love Radio. So every once in a while, you know, it's not all God and positivity. That was a positive vibe though. But we accept
all love.
It's called Unfiltered. True.
All love. All filter love.
Joy.
Be happy.
Love.
Be sad.
Nose ring.
Me.
Dreads.
Me.
Light skinned niggas. Me. Y'all want to play?
Yeah.
Bubble coat.
Me.
Bundles.
Higher.
Yo! I did not expect that. Alright. Blackness.
You.
Huh?
Me.
Okay.
Look at the trend, cuz.
I like this. And this is good that everybody said me. You know why? Because here y'all know what we promote. We promote self-love, self-education, and just understanding who you are, your place in the community, cultivating who you are, cultivating your gifts. Because at the end of the day, if you don't promote you, if you don't believe in you, and you don't support you, guess what happens? There is no you. And nobody else will know what you're doing, how you're doing it, how you're functioning.
Wow.
You know my whole goal on this radio station, my whole goal in every podcast, my whole goal in every counseling session, every mentoring thing, every class I teach. It's all to tell you that you are great, you're awesome, you're magnificent, and you can do anything you want to do in this life because you are unique. And I'm going to reach 7 billion people only because you're going to share this, you're going to like it, you're going to subscribe.
Say it again.
You've been listening to Unfiltered Love Radio.
Wow.
We here with Zion. Thanks for coming through. Yes, truly fresh. Thank you. And we got some atmosphere.
Hey.
All right. Unfiltered Love Radio. We out.
We out.
Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? Welcome back. Man, it's always good to have Truly Fresh in the building. Man, I'm happy to introduce y'all to Zion. Those brothers are going to do some great, great work in the community. They already, like, they have such great talent, such great enthusiasm, as you can hear. Listen, make sure y'all support them. You can follow him on social medias at Truly Fresh. Make sure you go support his album that comes out this Saturday. Man, it's 4 tracks, and all I can tell you that they are absolutely phenomenal, produced very well, and then the lyrical content, y'all gonna see. But look, make sure y'all support them brothers. They got a lot going on. They got a lot of projects coming up, and you know we here for it. We gonna keep bringing them back as long as they keep coming. I really appreciate them stopping by the Unfiltered Love Studio and doing something new and fresh for y'all. Something that I wanted to do. I wanted to do live recordings. I wanted people to like come and actually present their talent. So when we get on camera, which is pretty soon here, you'll be able to see them perform and you just won't hear them. But I want you to hear it too. I want you to have that feeling like you were right here in the studio. Listen. So I don't usually do this, but we had so much fun tonight in the studio that I have to add some of the bloopers in. So it was a little raw tonight, it was a little ratchet, but that's okay. It's Unfiltered Love Radio. I know y'all get used to me being motivational and giving you advice and giving the tools that we all have this conversation together, that we work together, and those things are always gonna occur. That's always gonna happen. But sometimes it's just fun to get fun people in the building and show y'all the other side of entertainment and really support these brothers and sisters out here that's really putting in the work. You know what I mean? So I hope y'all enjoyed the episode. As always, make sure you like, share, subscribe. Go to the website, buy some merch. Unfiltered Love merch is out. More stuff coming soon. And as always, be free and live your mega life today. We out. Yo, welcome back to Unfiltered Love Radio. It's your boy, Kalistens, because I listen from heaven to earth to me, to you, and settle it all in love. Listen.
A few months ago, I told y'all I was going to bring somebody special back. Somebody who's going to have something fire, something lit, something ready for y'all. So, without further ado, let me introduce you to Truly Fresh.
It's your boy Truly Fresh, and this is Unfiltered Love Uncut.
Look, he done already messed up, y'all. Y'all knew I was about to get this man. He talking before I even could say it. Go ahead and start, bro.
Yo, this is Unfiltered Love.
He don't even know. Boy, Truly Fresh. He don't even know, y'all. We gonna let him start, though. New music.
For Wayne Reed. Huh. It's December 15th. Make sure you go get that, man. Hey.
Trying to throw me under the bus, so I'm gonna throw myself under the bus before they get ready to come in. So this little short film that he's doing now you can talk about it.
It's not just me, it's us. It's a group. It's a collective.
What's the collective's name? Do they have a name?
Yes, we have gentlemen.
Y'all don't even know y'all. You know when we don't know. I'm gonna edit this part, but this is gonna be in the bloopers. I'm gonna let him. We just gonna edit this.
Unfiltered Love Radio.